Please welcome from Southern California, the singer and the songwriter.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for having us. Now that you know all the most embarrassing things about me.
We're excited to be here. We're going to start you off with a song called Old Fashioned. I'm Vietnamese American. My parents came here in 1985, and I think, like a lot of immigrant parents, they had a lot of very specific ideas and expectations about me being a doctor or a lawyer, maybe marrying a Vietnamese girl, settling down. And so, of course, I grew a beard, I met Rachel, and we write songs and tour around the country. So, yeah, here's a song about shaking things up and doing things your own way.
Settle down. We've got a good thing going. Why mess it up now? Why make the same decisions our parents made? These times they are a-changing. Let's make our own mistakes, 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 mistakes. Who's got the time?
Can't help doing that. He even does it when we're just practicing alone. He still is doing that, those moves. We thought we would start our official showcase off at a folk conference with a jazz song. So I attended a panel this morning that was really wonderful. It was called Exploring Traditional American Music, and it's a really great panel, and one of the women who was running it made this point about traditional folk ballads, that sometimes the function of them was to memorialize or to actually kind of mark history for an event that happened in a community that was often a tragedy. And that was so illuminating. This next song is called Sound and Light, and it's a piece of my true history, and it sort of illuminated that idea that we didn't even really know we were recording it for those purposes.
Union Pacific. Traveling northbound near midnight when it struck you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So we are called The Singer and the Songwriter. And of course, with a name like The Singer and the Songwriter, the number one question we get asked is, who's the singer and who's the songwriter? So obviously, I'm the singer. And but we were actually write songs in many, many different ways. Like when we first started, how we kind of came up with the name is I would write some songs while Rachel was at work. And I would show her, and she'd be like, oh, that's pretty good, and she'd make some changes, and then she'd kind of sing them. And over the years, it's developed and been really, really fun process to discover. So like this next song, Rachel wrote as a poem. She was just published in the Marin Poetry Anthology, actually. And not this poem, but a different poem. And this poem she gave to me, and I put some music to it, and this song is called Marla.
A dog that lives at the end of a chain can cover it past the distance from the metal stake. Sniffs within the circle near the tree's root. He knows there will be shade. chain to chain. How far I will it let you go? Till you feel the pull like a groove familiar joke. Like the phone book mama threw at your head. Or the hunger pains as you moved yourself.
Thank you.
So we were noticing, in general, there are a lot of songs about the beginning of a relationship, the excitement at the beginning, and the possible heartbreak at the end of a relationship, but not a lot of songs about the long middle of a relationship. So we decided to write one. This song is called My Favorite Person.
You are my favorite person to be angry with, to feel lonely with, be misunderstood by. I can't understand why my favorite person is you. You are the endless frustration I complain about, but can't live without. My favorite pastime is spent holding grudges against you. Who needs the kind of bliss they write about in movie scripts? I'd much slam doors upon the one I deserve. Love's a four-letter word that I have reserved for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, folks. It's been so fun being here with you. We are actually releasing a new album today. Yeah, thank you. It's called Directions, and this is the first single off of it. This song we wrote was inspired by our past year and a half of being on the road, which I'm sure a lot of you know about being here. So we hope you like it. This song is called Anywhere, Everywhere. Thank you so much, everybody. You've been so kind to us. This is our first Far West conference, and it's been amazing. We are so excited to get this over with, actually. and spend
You've all been so nice this whole weekend. I don't know why we're so scared.
But we're really excited to just hang out with you, learn from you, and get to know everybody now that we're a little less jittery. Thank you so much. We're the singer and the songwriter from California. This last song is called We'll Get By. We hope to see you soon.
date with an open guitar case. Change will come if we make good with a tourist town on Hollywood and Vine. We'll get. This town will surely spit us out unless our luck turns around. If it doesn't, we'll move to the countryside, get a cabin, live the simple life. We'll wake up to the rooster's crow. Sitting on the porch, we could take it slow. We'll get by.
That's the singer and the songwriter. What were they nervous about? For crying out loud.